Hey everybody, I'm here at another prison event. This time I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. And boy, just when I think we're going to have an easy trip and everything's going to go according to plan, oh my goodness, another curveball. So Ashley Lewis and Dana Murphy and I arrived in town yesterday, and we headed over to Tallulah, Louisiana. We had an amazing evening. All of our connections worked. We had no trouble getting into the prison this time. They had even more women than they told us to plan for. We had over 200 women last night, and it was just an electric room. We had an amazing evening. The gals were very responsive, and Jesus was there in a big way, and we went home just feeling so positive about everything, and then got up this morning to start at our second prison, which is Pearl, Mississippi, right outside Jackson. And we arrived at the prison right on time, and we pull up to the gate, and there we stood for an hour trying to get somebody to ring us in to the prison. We'd already made it through the initial guard station, and now we were trying to get into the actual facility where we were speaking, and nobody would come and help us. And I won't give you all the details, but it was a fierce battle for at least an hour. In fact, we lost Ashley at one point for a good half hour, and she lost us, and we're like, oh my goodness, are we ever going to be reconnected? All the while, the ladies are sitting in their chairs waiting for us to begin, and we just couldn't get anybody to let us in. We had passed clearance, but we couldn't get anybody to open the gate for us. So finally, they let Dane and I in, but we had still lost Ashley. And she ended up in another building, and it was just really a crazy hour. And so now I'm kind of sweating it, because we need at least an hour and a half. 2 hours is much better to do the event that we've planned, and it's very late. So I turned to Chap Owens, the chaplain there at that prison, and I said, we still have to be out at 11. She says, oh no, you have as much time as you want. And I just had to laugh at the devil, because he's thinking that he's interfering and he's going to keep us from doing what God told us to do. And God had the last laugh. So the ladies were great. We had about a little over 60 ladies this morning, and you could have heard a pin drop. They were just very into what Ashley and Dana and I were doing and sharing today, and receiving it with open hearts and minds. And we had a prayer of salvation at the end, and prayer for healing. And the ladies were, it just really appeared that they were all praying with us, and really receiving what the Lord had for them. And then we had the great joy and privilege, not because of our ministries, a different ministry provided this, but I got to be the lucky one to tell the girls that every single one of them were receiving a free Bible today. And so as they left the room, we were able to give them this great gift. So anyway, tremendous morning. We still have one more event to go before we fly home tomorrow, and we're confident the Lord isn't done, and he's going to do a great work tonight. So thank you for praying. Again, now you know why I ask you to pray, because we always encounter crazy stuff when we do these prison trips. So thanks for praying. Thanks for supporting this ministry. Have a blessed day.